poll, "Majority of New York Independents Say Migration is a Burden," by Neil Monroe on August 22, 2023. A majority of political independents in New York say international migration has been a burden to the state over the last 20 years, according to a New York Times and Siena College poll. 51% of independent voters and 67% of Republican voters said immigration was a burden when they were asked, "Looking back over the past 20 years or so, do you think that migrants resettling in New York has been more of a benefit or more of a burden to the state?" 33% of Democrats also described immigration as a burden. The poll of 803 registered voters was conducted from August 13 to 16 amid the growing furor over the flood of President Joe Biden's wage-cutting, rent-spiking migrants into New York City's housing, jobs, and schools. 54% of respondents, and 52% of independents, said Biden's migration policy creates a very serious problem. New Yorkers, including huge majorities of Democrats, Republicans, independents, upstaters and downstaters, overwhelmingly say that the recent influx of migrants to New York is a serious problem for the state, said Siena College pollster Steven Greenberg. He added, however, that's where partisan agreement ends. A plurality of Democrats says that migrants resettling in New York over the last two decades has been a benefit. But a majority of independents and two-thirds of Republicans say that migrant resettlement has been a burden to the state. Breitbart News has covered the rising opposition to migration in New York, even as pro-migration advocates insist that cheap labor migration has been the secret to New York's prosperity for decades. Since 1965, when Congress restarted migration, the flood of low-wage migrants has allowed city elites to gain wealth and political power over the city's much-diminished middle class and the growing number of homeless, discarded Americans. However, the New York GOP may ignore the political opportunity created by the pocketbook damage from Biden's migration wave. Many of the GOP's donors in New York are real estate investors, landlords, or retailers who profit from any increased inflow of poor migrants. For example, Representative Michael Taylor, RNY, has backed proposals for amnesty and more migration despite the pocketbook damage done by migration to his constituents. The Siena poll echoes the national turn against the federal government's economic policy of easy migration. That policy has long been protected by the elite narrative that the United States is a claimed nation of immigrants. According to a June 3 to 6 YouGov poll of 1,500 citizens, a 36% plurality of all respondents said immigration, legal and illegal, makes the country worse off. The YouGov poll asked, in general, do you think immigration makes the U.S. better off or worse off? Just 31% said immigration makes the nation better off. Registered voters split 37% worse off and 35% better off. Similarly, in August 2022, 54% of Americans told National Public Radio that Biden's migration is an invasion. The 54% invasion majority includes 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats. Just 19% of all respondents, or 1 in 5, rejected the invasion. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans because the population replacement allows elites and the establishment to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. In many speeches, Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas says he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. The nation's border laws are subordinate to elite opinion about the values of our country, Mayorkas claims. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters.